This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We have new insight into a big industry hit very hard by COVID restrictions, the airlines. Delta and United posted their first quarterly losses in more than 5 years, and later today, Americans expected to report heavy losses as well. Marketplace's Jack Stewart looks at what's ahead with air travel in the U.S. down by about 95%.
These are really dark days for airlines, says Richard Abulafia, an aviation analyst at Teal Group.
Just like the rest of the economy, the airlines are effectively in a kind of medically induced coma.
Airlines are starting to receive government money. $25 billion is earmarked for grants and loans that require companies not to furlough or lay off workers. But Peter McNally, an investment research firm Third Bridge, says the airlines' losses this quarter show just how big their cash needs are.
While the government funds were good and helpful, there's still the uncertainty as to when we're going to get back and how long the government-provided liquidity will last.
So airlines are also turning to banks for loans and are selling aircraft and leasing them back to raise funds. Delta's closing lounges, reducing hours, parking planes, and cutting advertising. It says that will help reduce its cash burn from $100 million a day to $50 million. Delta CEO Ed Bastian told investors on the company's earnings call that it could be up to 3 years before it sees a sustainable recovery.
The truth is, our recovery will be dictated by our customers feeling safe, both physically and financially, to begin to travel at scale.
And there's a cautionary note on that consumer confidence from a new survey of flyers conducted by the International Air Transport Association. Spokesperson Perry Flint says 60% of travelers said they would go back to flying within a couple of months.
But 40% indicate that they could wait 6 months or more. And 69% indicated that they could delay a return to travel until their personal financial situation stabilizes.
He says in China, air travel has recovered slightly now that movement restrictions have been eased, but it's still at a much lower level than before the pandemic. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.